hello there. What do you need help with, good sir?
Hi. To tell you the truth, I don't really know. I'm a little distracted.
It's okay. Tell me your situation.
Well, I signed up to help with the greeter ministry at church. And they needed someone to head up the whole thing. So I thought I'd volunteer, because I like working with people.
Yes?
Turns out, there is lists that I have to keep up with. Phone numbers, I have to make a schedule for people when they're in and when they're out. And I have two services I have to do all this with. And it's so complicated, because there's four or five Susans, three Richards, and it's just overwhelming. And I just...
Okay. I think I see your situation. I think you need the gift of administration. Oh, Shoulder's gonna regret that.
Administration?
Yes, administration. It comes in three sizes. Gifted, extraordinarily gifted, prodigy.
Wow, what for me?
For you, I would recommend gifted. There's all the tools you would need to organize and run a small group of people.
Huh, that sounds great. How much do you think that's going to cost me?
Well, administrative gifts are 20% off today, so that would run you $25, good sir.
$25? That seems like a great deal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to put this to good use.
Thank you. Come again. Bye. Oh, why, hello, little lady. What do you need help with?
I'm a little desperate and in a hurry. I've been helping organize children's church, but our leader got appendicitis, and now there's no one to do the puppets on Sunday. They asked me, but I can't do voices or little funny jokes or anything.
Oh, well, I think you just need the gift of creativity.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm trying to make these puppets at home, and I don't even know what color to make their eyes. I don't even know how to cut their eyes out from construction paper. I don't know anything.
Well, I got something just for that. This should help. It comes with brainstorming, some acting chops, and some hip-hop choreography.
The small one, are you sure? I mean, we're talking children here who have been raised on Pixar movies.
Oh, well, in that case, I would recommend this one. Included is the ability to do character voices and wit.
I'll take it. I don't care what it costs. I just don't want to be booed off the stage by a bunch of 7-year-olds.
Okay, and that'll cost you about $92.14.
Wow, it's amazing what creativity costs these days.
Yeah, I bought it from Walmart.
Hey, watch it, lady!
Well, good afternoon, sir.
Alright, so look. I'm trying to help out my church or whatever. So I go to the new members class, we figure out where you want to help out. And somehow, I end up as a greeter.
A greeter? Sounds fun.
Yeah, except I don't like people. That sounds harsh. Let me rephrase. I'm just not really a fan of human beings. See what I mean?
I think you're just not a people person.
Exactly. I appreciate the human race. I just don't want to get to know them.
It sounds like you might be in the wrong place to serve.
Yeah, well, turns out there are no ministry services to let you hide behind a wall. So I picked the one that'll have me less likely to end up in long-term relationships.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Well, in order to be a greeter, you have to smile and wave at people. And, kind of struggling with the whole smile and wave part.
Oh, well, I think you just need to be better at communicating. So I would recommend you, sir, the gift of communication.
That's just people skills.
I'm sorry, I'd just like to speak an old tongue. We call it communication.
Is it okay if I just take the basic model? I don't need anything too deluxe.
Okay, model it is then.
Thank you.
Wait, yep, that's what I thought. Included is the ability to look people in the eyes and pat shoulders. And the price tag.
Okay, I think that works, I guess.
Thank you, come again, though.
Hey, you again! Watch it!
I'm so sorry, I'm not even watching where I'm going. It must be so aggravating to be bumped into this way, isn't it? Please forgive me?
Sure, thanks.
Why, hello again.
I'm sorry to bother you again, but I'm going to need something to help me cope with the nerves. I'm conquering the voices, but when I think of all the little kids' eyes staring at me, I'm getting kind of nauseous.
It sounds like you just need the nerves of steel. Look, they have a shipment. Right here. Oh. The price is $155 for four.
Four? I've got three services. I can't afford that, especially after purchasing the gift of creativity.
Okay. All right, man. Basic model ain't cutting it. I tried it right outside. I smiled at a guy and I shook his hand.
And?
I mean, I smiled at him, but I didn't mean it. I think you have to mean it to be a greeter.
Excuse me,
and pipe down, lady. This is an emergency. Sit your spunky self down and he'll be right with you.
Well, okay. Wait, I have an idea. You said you were looking for something you could do behind a wall, right?
I was being facetious, but I could live with that.
Well, Charlotte, what does the puppet master have to do? Memorize some lines? Do some voices? You do some voices, right, Greg? Stuart? Sorry, so many customers. Accents?
I mean, I'd do ventriloquy if I don't have to touch anyone.
So you could do our puppets on Sunday? All you have to do is stay behind a wall and say the lines in different voices.
I wouldn't have to greet the kids afterward?
Nope. In fact, it's better if you stay out of sight, because it makes the puppets more real to the kids.
Yeah, I could do that. It'd be easy. No, I was also pretty creative as a kid. I was in acting and all that. I could sit by myself for hours and play, just me and my imagination.
I'm sorry to bother you again, but I'm going to have to purchase a separate gift of communication.
Okay.
I've got everything organized in this here database, but can't seem to relay the information in a way that makes sense.
I found the best way to solve that problem is to ask how they'd like to be notified. Some people prefer emails, while others don't even check their email every day and prefer phone calls.
Oh, so you have the gift of communication. Maybe you can help me figure out how to tell this new greeter at church that he may not be right for the job. Turns out he told off an old lady that tried to hug him last Sunday.
Well, Charlotte, maybe you could help Gregory here figure this out?
Oh, sure. Talking to people is like breathing to me. It'd be no problem at all. How could I not? Stuart over here is helping with my puppet ministry. Stuart? Oh, well, anyway, he's going to be terrific.
Oh, well, come on. I've got to get all this information out by the end of the day today.
I can even set up a phone bank for you.
Fantastic!
So, Stuart, looks like you get to hide behind the wall and do some voices. Play with puppets.
Awesome. Think I can get my money back on these people skills? I'm fairly certain the puppets won't need me to make eye contact.
Sorry, no free funds, and you still need to make eye contact.
Oh, rats.
Oh, look at the time. My shift's over.
Aren't the youth amazing?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I am so thankful for them and the work they're doing. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could just go to a store and buy the gifts or the talents that we would like? Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or if we had something different, we could exchange it with somebody else. I mean, that's the dilemma, isn't it? We spend so much of our time and energy seeing what other people are doing and wishing we could do that. I wish I could sing like Jeff. I wish I could sing like the choir. I wish I had other skills that so many of you all have. We end up thinking that somebody else, because they have a different gift than us, is better than us, or they're more important than us, or they should be more prominent than us. That's where our scripture reading that JC read us this morning there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul's explaining to us that we all have gifts. We all have God-given gifts, and our talents and our gifts are different from each other. These are spiritual gifts that God has given us and enabled us to use. But the thing of it is that we all have that specific God-given gift that God wants us to use. And it doesn't mean that your gift is any more important than my gift, or I should be more prominent than you. Because the gift I have isn't any more important than the gift that Tom has doing youth ministry, or any more important than the gift that Terry has in leading worship, or Karen filling in for her, or any more important than the gifts that the choir has, or any more important than the gifts that our greeters or ushers has, or any more gifts that our children's director has, or the sound team has, or that the cleanup crew, the janitors have, or the people that help on Wednesday nights in the kitchen, or the people that help out with the children, the drive buses, or even those that reach out and call each other, that are checking in on each other, or even those who are inviting new people to come in and worship with us. None of those are more important than the other. They all have their purposes, and we all belong together. As Paul says, that your gift and my gift and your gift, we all work together because we are all a different part of the body of Christ. That is, we are all the church. And each of us has a vital gift. In fact, in Romans 12, Paul reemphasizes this, that our gifts are part of the grace of God, that we have received God's grace, and with that grace, we have received a gift, a talent, an ability to use to help edify the church, to build up the church, to strengthen the kingdom of God, so that we can serve and love God by serving and loving our neighbor, by going out and being the church, by making life better and you better at life. We have been gifted and graced by God to do this. In the past week, you should have received in the mail the Saving Grace booklet or packet. And I know some of you have told me you didn't receive one. And if you didn't get one, give us a call at the church office so we can make sure we've got your correct address and we have your information in our system. But in this packet, it talks about our stewardship, everything that we're working on for the past several weeks and next week. And it talks about the financial aspect, and on there you see our Saving Grace estimated giving. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this week, and we're going to fill this out and turn them in next week as an act of worship. Some of you have already turned them in, and thank you for that. But I want those of you that have not to be in prayer over this. But on the other side, there is our Saving Grace service side. And there are ways that you are gifted to be able to serve in our community and to serve God and to help out. And there's different categories here. There's missions, hospitality, leadership committees, worship, outreach, facility support, discipleship, tech and digital ministries. And then there's other. And that other is maybe God has put something in your heart that doesn't fall into any of these categories or any of the things specifically listed here. But God has gifted you and graced you with an ability to serve or put something in your heart or in your imagination. And maybe you want to try to help serve God with that. Fill that out here. Let us know so we can help you engage and get engaged with the community and serve God through that. You know, just to highlight some of these that are easy, that we heard them talk about here, the hospitality ministry, which is our greeters, our ushers, section shepherds, welcome center, nursery, office angels, pew angels, the funeral food ministry, fellowship events, guest follow-up, or even part of our outreach, bus or van driver, disaster response, prayer shawl ministry, flower ministry, bridge events, like what we're doing tonight, the congregational care, prayer chain, or even our evangelism team, which helps follow up with the bridge events. So many ways we can serve. There are so many opportunities for you to use your God-given gifts. So I want you to take this. If you don't have one, there should be some out at the Welcome Center. We ran out earlier, and if there's not some more there now, there is some. Great. There's some there, and if we run out again, there's some in the office, but we'll be glad to get you one. And take that home and be in prayer of how you can serve God by using your God-given gift, your talent, to not only build up the church and the body of Christ, but to help bring more people so that the church doesn't just gather here in the building, but we go out and we be the church. We can make the church here on earth as it is in heaven. It is my hope that we all embrace what God has given us, and we look forward and look for ways to use it so that we can not only change this community, but we can change hearts and lives around.